Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Wind, yeah. You know, can't say enough about it. You know, you breathe it. It contains oxygen, contains all those things that you need to live. You know, so it's one of the things that in the Ojibwe way of life that we believe is alive also, is the wind. Like I said, you know, it can fill your lungs. You know, you can't feel it, but it fills it up. And you can't feel it, but it can touch your face. The wind can blow on your skin. I mean, you can really feel that. It's so strong that it can blow you away as a human. You know what I mean? The winds are strong. Got hurricanes, tornadoes. Driving the rain down. It's another thing, you know, is gravity floats through it. We can go through the air on it. Birds can ride the wind with their wings. And you can hear. Without air, we wouldn't be able to hear one another. I mean, we can hear each other long distances away. When the drums start beating, you can hear them a long distance away, you know. You really can't say enough about wind, you know. I mean, it's there for us. Helps keep us alive in order for us to be born and to come out of the birthing canal. You know, in order to get us going, you know, the doctors usually give a quick slap on the rear and get the baby crying, and the baby fills its lungs, you know, first breath. And there's also a last breath, you know, when you let all the air on out and it just goes out of your life, your last breath of air. Until then, you know, it's there for you. It's there for everybody. We share it, you know. We definitely share the air. We can't really bottle it and whatnot. Oh, we can. We do get oxygen tanks and stuff like that, but we don't really bottle it and sell it, you know. And right now the air is fresh, clean. It gets released through the plants, so it takes all the toxins out of it, all the impurities out of the air, and releases the oxygen for us that we absolutely need. You know, here in northern Minnesota, we live in northern Minnesota here, right above us in Canada is the boreal forest, which is the largest conifers in the world, where it pumps out the most air in the world, and we're right by it right here. So we're getting an awful lot of fresh air here, which is great. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're not complaining, but it's there for us, and we got all of these animals that depend on it. You know, fish depend on it, even though they're under the water. They depend on air. You know, and it's a funny thing with the boreal forest, is that you go into the boreal forest and on the edges of it, you know, it's teeming with life. But you go deep into the boreal forest, and it can't support life other than to give oxygen. There's no animals there. It's too dense, too... Not enough vegetation other than what it gives off, the trees, and the animals just don't live there. So it's, if it's someplace you want to go to be alone, you know, you're going to end up being alone with all that air. But, boreal forest is good. But and like I said, it fills your lungs, you know, and it gives you something that you can, can we step on it? I mean, and it hold us up into the air? No, you know, I mean, gravity takes its course. But definitely, you know, we can definitely breathe it in. And if we have wings, you know, there are airplanes, you know, we can ride the airwaves. There are airwaves and there are... up above us in the air, air jet stream, they call it, and how, where it's focused and where it brings the rains from and the wind and the direction and the warm air coming from there. That jet stream will bring that. It's really an amazing thing when you think about it, you know, and it's constantly moving. It doesn't just sit there. So, anyway, thank you for tuning on in to the Ojibwe Way of Life, and we'll see you again next week. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.